You're listening to Beyond the Aisle.
I am just so in awe of the collaboration between the Anna Murray Douglas School No. 12, the Frederick Douglass R Center, and the Frederick Douglass Community Library. The work that you guys do together is absolutely amazing. So can you just tell me a little bit about how you all got connected?
We were operating as single, businesses, I guess, like schools or organizations, but we share one building and we all have a different aspect of how to keep the family healthy and the child healthy. So we're the educational piece. And then Ivana is the grow your mind and community.
Social, a little bit community, a family. Yeah, so we have a lot of families come in with their kids after school, which is really nice.
And you'll see our families travel that way. So you'll walk in and our families are doing puzzles together. And the parents will leave puzzles and come on the weekend and do the puzzles. And Ivana has amazing programming over the weekend. So it's community. The whole South Wedge is probably the most mixed, diverse neighborhood in the city, where you have, socioeconomic stratification, which allows for families to support families in different ways, right? So our families that are here that are part of the two-way dual language program that are only Spanish speaking, our families that are English speaking will help them navigate systems. The asset of having our Spanish-speaking families is this culture they bring. So our kids are learning their culture, they're learning their family structures are tight-knit and big, and it's giving on both ends. So it's a navigation of systems and then a richness and deepness of culture that they share with each other, which I don't think other systems or campuses have, because there are other schools that are part of rec mm-hmm. centers
yeah.
and libraries, but because of our location, it makes us unique.
Well, and Katie. Katie's very collaboration oriented and so has brought us together, and very grateful for that.
I'm really grateful for you all. Go in there and there's so many ideas that we can pull from. And you guys are the source of the family unit. So we go in and families are going to be there to connect and collaborate, but then if they want to do gardening, we know they're already in the library, right? So we just go over, hey, you're hanging out over there, you guys want to come over here and plant some flower, right? So like it grows that way.
We have built the greatest campus here all together in this area, in this space, in this parking lot, in this building. Of course, thanks to Principal Trepenye, our library friends, Ms. Ivana, the R Center, the school, and the library, we have definitely become one campus. The programs, the activities, the events we do, we definitely try to collaborate as much as possible so that we can just make it one successful event.
Like for instance, I was trying to do yoga at the library and it got pulled for various reasons, and I mentioned that to Carmen and she's like, we hired somebody to do yoga, maybe we can have them do yoga in the room that's attached to the library and then you can utilize it. So as an end result, now we have scheduled for June, we have four restorative yoga programs on Friday afternoon that we can utilize through the library, but provided by the rec center. And it was just, you know, a beautiful result of us meeting together and talking about what's going on, what's your needs, what, you know, and it's cool. It's so cool that we can share resources like that.
In terms of the social emotional supports, they'll come in during the day. So we have a couple kids that have some home lives that are challenging, and the rec center moved their schedules around in order to be buddies for the kids, the families, because they already have good relationships with them. The expectation is go to the rec and have fun and get physically healthy. The expectation at school is sometimes different, and we'll get a little bit more needs bubble up because kids feel they have to perform in a certain way, or it's anxiety ridden, right? Mm-hmm. So having the rec come in and share what they already know about the child and the family helps them be seen, and then we're able to have them, you know, help them and stay. It's a way for us to keep the whole family healthy.
And it's just, there's so many ways that we're connected that it really works.
So yeah. In the past, we had all run our own separate programs, mm-hmm. Which made it challenging because we're trying to find kids to fill our after school. Carmen's trying to find students, and Ivana's trying to find students. So I was so grateful to the two of them. They already had their Monday through Friday planned out, and our money for after school came a little bit later. So we just plugged into their themes. And so our kids go to the library and the art center as part of their rotations. So now instead of having three different programs, we have grown one program that allows our kids to have lots of different experiences. Mm-hmm. And Carmen's been so generous that they started a community garden in the back of the art center, and our students are able to be caretakers of the garden during the day. So tied to our water. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. If we have a program going at the library, we'll call up the art center. Hey, can you bring some kids over? We need some more kids for this mm-hmm. program, and they'll come over with a group of the kids. Mm-hmm. This summer, we have a couple of summer reading programs planned that they're going to host it at the art center because they have a much bigger space. Mm-hmm. The library is very space challenged. So we benefit, you know, from this collaboration by being able to use additional space. That's one thing we just don't have.
So how have the three of you collaborated specifically to this water project event?
Just to be available, to be open and available, you know, during the event. Of course, we've put out some books about water, put a little, you know, display of books out, but I think just I'm excited about the library being open and able to just participate, you know, in the event.
I think our ultimate goal is engaging families in learning. So when we have families that come out, and food is a huge draw, so we are so grateful, we're able to captivate the audience that we need in order to get as many families on board with the learning. So that's kind of like the ultimate goal, is how can we captivate you so you want to be here? And be a part of this process, because we can't do it without the parent. It's truly, it's a partnership. So last year we started with Anna. Why is our school named after Anna Marie Douglas? Because we needed to root ourselves in identity. The school was previously named James P.B. Duffy, and the change was hard. So we started with an identity project of the school, of you know, why are we so special? Why is this? So we did all sorts of research on the Douglases, and that was our work last year, and we worked together with the most amazing meal that was rooted in African American culture. And so we had a really cool menu that you all created, and families are still talking about it today, by the way. But in terms of the project-based learning event, it started with us reclaiming an identity because the school had been through a great deal of sorrow. So we had to figure out what's our common goal, and our common goal is kids. And then we had to figure out why we're so special. And it's really because we are rooted on this land. And we pulled that through to this year. So we went over to see Linda at the end of the year, and we said, Linda, please tell Katie and Linda, thank you so much. We got you guys your poster. And we're like, Linda, what do you think about our theme for next year? So we told her, and we said, individually, we are a drop. And that is, we're moving from Anna's identity to every single identity of our children. So our children, the first project-based learning was them exploring themselves in all different ways, not just like heritage, but like, what do they like? What do they not like? What excites them about learning? So we did an identity project that you all helped with food on that one as well. And then, so individually we are a drop, together we are an ocean. And Linda was like, ocean, that's great, but it's not local. She goes, what about Great Lake? So our theme for our whole year is individually we are a drop, together we are a Great Lake. And then the projects that took place for the spring were the conservation, history, and the makeup of water, which also kind of rooted back to this whole piece of water equity and understanding Flint, water in Michigan. Did you know that our Genesee River is actually clean? It probably was dirty at one point, but it's a myth. So people kind of joke about the Genesee River, but it's really beautiful. And just kind of the justice piece of where do we live and why do we live where we live within Rochester might be because of some preconceived notions that actually really don't exist, right? So our kids did all of this work, and they're going on the new Rivery boat June 6th, and the mayor, who is a graduate up here from the OLA program, he's going to join us, and they will be one of the first groups to go out, and they're going to do the biological and chemical component of the Genesee River, and they're going to find out that it's actually very clean water. So the work is of equity, and it's of understanding water, and they're going to talk about erosion and all those things that have to do with standards. So every grade level connected it to the standards of their grade level, either in social studies, like the Erie Canal is fourth and seventh grade, or the science standards, which are ecosystems in first grade, or the chemical balance of water in eighth grade. So it was very intentional work, but the outcome of don't forget that you are the next engineers, the next scientists, the next mathematicians, the next chefs. We did underwater cooking, and they had all Wegmans materials, and they made, this was last week, fish tacos and swimming pool cupcakes. So we had chefs, virtual cooking class. But we try really hard to make sure what our kids are experiencing is just as good, if not better, than the education they would receive in the suburbs.
So what is tonight going to look like?
So tonight, as you travel the different floors, all the different grade levels will have their projects related to their standards. And then we have two separate stages. So the stage out front, which is the tent, which was bigger than we could have ever thought. Thank you, Katie and Linda. They were like, what about a tent? We were like, we never thought about a tent before, and now it's just kind of part of what we do. So one stage over here under a tent, we're having the step team from the R Center, and Rock Music, which is a group of musicians from Rochester specifically. They're gonna play under the tent, and we're gonna have kids be the MCs and introduce them. And then in the cafeteria, we're going to have a play put on by Kumba, Dolores Radney, and about the Erie Canal, the Black Storytellers of Rochester, which are amazing. If you haven't seen them, oh my gosh. They're gonna do a play rooted in the Black history of Rochester related to water. And the step team and rock music will make their way in there, and it's gonna end with videos of soapbox speeches where students are going to have a video of them getting on a soapbox and talk about either the history, the composition, or the conservation needed of water. And it's going to end with the advocacy of getting our statue back. Because I don't know if you noticed, but Douglas always sat on this podium when you drive in. And the artist, it was never ours, but the kids really felt like it was. Like, they'd go to the buses and touch the hand of Douglas,
yeah,
get on the buses. And those that owned it felt like they needed to be restored and be inside. And for the past couple of weeks, our kids have, like, desperately missed this statue. So in the spirit of advocacy, which is about what this whole PBL is about, is your voice is important. Your voice can change the world. They're going to voice that their statue come back. So there will be soapbox speeches that happen on the third floor in the left-hand corner, where a group of kids got together and they want to put a water fountain outside. So they're advocating for that. And then on the second floor, they're advocating for equitable parks. And then on the first floor at 7 o'clock, they're going to take their soapbox and put it where Douglas once stood, and they're going to do their final soapbox speeches there. And then it'll be like, please bring the statue back. And maybe you can bring Anna back with her if you'd like.
In the library, we're going to have the fire door open, so because the fire door is right like under the tent. So we'll have that door open so people can come in the library from that side and not necessarily have to go all the way around the building. And we're going, Katie gave us the room that connects the library and the school, we share more generously than in the past. And that's going to be renovated soon. And so I have the drawings of the renovations, what's expected to go in there. So people come in the library, we can tell them about that room and the plans for it in the future. And they're also having the robotics team in there, right? So that'll be another draw for parents to see what the R Center is doing in combination with the school and the library.
The only thing that will be everyone is at the end, we're encouraging everyone to go out by the Douglas statue for the last few soapboxes.
Okay.
That's the only thing that is all together. But yeah, everything is just kind of whatever makes you feel good, whatever you want to learn about. Mm-hmm. There's such a variety of things the students have studied.
All right. Since you mentioned Linda, Linda Lovejoy is our community relations manager at Wegmans, and she's actually here with us now. So, Linda, can you tell me a little bit about how the relationship with the school started and how it has since grown?
Well, a lot of these things, they just start with a question, right? Can you help us? And then we start digging a little bit deeper, like, okay, so it's food. What kind of food? What are you doing? And how does that work? And what is the school like? And learning more about the library, learning more about the rec center. So all those things are like a big exploration for us to dig a little deeper than here's a bunch of food. Say, you know, you want to be authentic, right, in your program. So last year I thought we were very authentic and doing some original recipes and getting that in order. And I think this year too, you know, involving our nutritionists and getting them involved in, you know, the water aspect of it and the hydration aspect of it. We pull all of our resources together so we can really, you know, kind of give you a hug with all that. And I think it was reciprocal. You guys gave us a big hug with all these kids, and we gave you a big hug with all the food and everything that we could throw at it to make it a successful evening. But I think that's where we start always with whoever's asking about something is in the beginning, what is it, how does it work, and having that curiosity about it, not just saying here's a gift card or here's a whatever, but getting deeper into what does it mean, what's it mean in the community, how do we collaborate, how do we come together as a community. So those are the bigger aspects that I see about, like, especially this project itself. I wish I could replicate Katie and everyone here all across Rochester and all across a lot of the footprint that we're in, from, you know, Massachusetts to North Carolina. I mean, it's really a great success story.
And I think to your point, I think when we talked in the last meeting was, while the donation that Wegmans is giving, the food and the bags are to the school, it really is impacting a much larger portion of the community because of the involvement of the Arts Center and the library and the connections that they have with families already. So what have you seen as far as that goes, growth with community and coming to the library or participation at the Arts Center and stuff because of this? What have you seen as a kind of an impact on the community?
I can definitely speak since the start of the pandemic up to this very point. So many people that now either frequent the Arts Center or just come in this area didn't necessarily come to this area before the pandemic. It was the food service part of things that drew in, of course, more people from just our perspective. From there, so many people learned about what we do at the Arts Center. They didn't realize there was a library right around the corner. So we have retained a lot of people in the community to just come back and either be a part of the R Center, come to any events and programs, and definitely utilize the library. So that's what I've seen.
And food always brings people. Mm-hmm. You know, any event, if you have food, you get more people. I've told Katie lots of times, I've been involved in the city school district for quite a long time now because my children went to city schools. And last year's event was the biggest one I've seen in the 30 plus years that I've been involved. I was just blown away with how many people attended.
Food.
So, yeah, food. Food is a lot to do. The people are busy and they don't want to go somewhere after work unless they're going to be able to feed their family.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they don't have time for dinner and then going and doing
something. Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's you know, it's huge in terms of drawing people in and making them happy when they leave, you know.
Have you seen an increase in parent involvement or anything since even just the last event that you had in other areas?
Yes, like we have the best parents. So they come out for
everything.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's really good.
Everything.
So the flower beds in the front, you know, we have two parents that are volunteer coordinators. So they have a list, and then they'll get parents on board with whatever the needs are. So me as a PTA once a month, and Carmen and Ivana have both come to our PTAs. We send it out. Here are the needs of the school. Parents sign up. And we as a community get the work done that we need campus-wide. And it has exploded, I think, a couple things. People were desperate, or not desperate, people were excited to reconnect after COVID. And I think the event you all helped us create came at that exact perfect moment where people felt safe enough to come out and explore, and that moment was unforgettable for them. So they want more of it. So it was May, and we were kind of starting to unmask, and it was the first like memory they have. Going to school events is fun. So that's been just like the talk of the town. We're like, we can't wait for May. We're so excited for May, because that was their first comeback from COVID memory.
And I think having the library and the art center so close to the school is kind of an encouragement to bring families in because of that connection.
Before we leave anything, I just want to say thank you for the belief in us. Sometimes it's so hard because there's so many things in the news that are so negative, but our school and our community is so beautiful, and just your true belief has been a battery filler.
Thanks for listening. Talk soon.